Namaste. My name is Huizima. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak about nitric oxide for our health is so important, or nitric oxide for our health is so important. Okay. So what is nitric oxide? A brief description of what nitric is. It is a molecule produced by the inner lining of the blood vessel in our nerve and immune cells. If we age, we cannot produce so any more nitric oxide. Nitric oxide helps to organize and activate our immune system to prevent viruses, pathogens, free radicals, bacteria to come inside of our body or fight against them. We need them. No? It's even more important. Keeps our blood vessel flexible. Encourage vasodilatation, expansion of blood vessels. Lowers blood pressure. Okay. Improves mood and cognition. Support a healthy immune system, defense against pathogens, but even more. Too less nitric oxide leads to high blood pressure, blood clotting, heart attack, brain stroke, memory loss, and for the male, erection dysfunction, and less sexual arousal for women. So we have to do something. Four ways to increase nitric oxide production. The first one is deep nasal breathing. Yes. Because the inner lining of our nose blood vessels are involved to produce a good portion of our nitric oxide. We breathe deeply in and out through the nose, and that can be applied also for interval training, strength training, and sport. And we can do it everywhere. No? But humming is even much, much better. That's this humming. No? When we hum, we produce 15 times more nitric oxide than by normal breathing through the nose. We inhale through the nose with closed lips and hum when we exhale slowly with closed lips. Easy to do. The humming was in Tibet and India used for healing. Yes, yes. With the humming we can heal a cold and even sinus inflammation. Makes sense. The strong humming for 1 hour daily will heal chronic rhinosinusitis, this means sinus inflammation, in 4 days. No doctor anymore. I know so many people that would love to heal this, and you can do it in 4 hours. Every day, 1 hour for 4 days humming, it is over. Guess I tried this out for my sinus inflammation that I got through a failed root canal treatment. Thank you, God. My dentist. Okay. I took first the colloidal silver and then for the rest of my sinus inflammation, I tried humming. It works. It works. Yes. We can do humming everywhere when we are alone or doing is a great Nada Brahma humming meditation from Osho. I love this meditation. I've done this also in the last 4 days. Actually, doing 1 hour humming per day is not difficult. We can hum everywhere when we are alone. So I do this also during car driving. I have no problem with that. But if you have problem, then don't do it during car driving. And this method is fun to do. It is with this tuning fork. It is a special tuning fork. It is an ultrasonic weighted tuning fork. Yes, with two weights on the two arms. And it produces overtones instead of a pitch sharp note. And it is 128 hertz. This means it is the C. So, and we do it 1 to 2 times. We hold this tuning fork on a point in our body, the lower end. First, we beat one weighted leg or arm against a rubber. You hear it? Okay. And then we hold the lower end of the handle against one of the points. So I've done it today already. So, but I can show you how, where I point it. The first is the crown chakra, or the crown of our head is the highest point of our head. So if you pull the middle line from the nose downwards over our head, and from our ears is also middle line, then we find the crown chakra in the middle as a cross point. Okay, we make so. And then we put this on it. Oh, I have to stop. Here, you see it? Easy to find. Then the next thing is the third eye. Also easy to find. Just look on the Indian. There's a red spot there. Also. And then is a mastoid process, difficult word. It is behind the ear, prominent bone, located middle of the ear. Behind, and then you see here is something bulky, and this is bone. We hold it against this bone. And we have two bones because we have two ears. This means we do it on both sides. And then the next is a TMJ. It is here. It is in front of our ears, again, nearly in the middle. We have the cheekbone. Afterwards comes the joints from the jaw. And at the end of the joint, jaws close to the cheekbone, so in between, there's a little bulk or a little cave, as you see it. And then we hold there on both sides. Two times. Then is next, again, difficult word, manubrium, two finger below the center of the costal cartilage. Yes, that is complicated. Where both collar bones are joining in a U form. Okay. Oh, sorry, it's getting here noisy. Okay. Here is it, and then two fingers down is here. And the easy, this U of the collar bones, and then two finger bites below, we hold it here. The next point is the sternum, in between our both breasts, and where the heart chakra is. It is up to here. Here's the heart chakra. Here my both nipples of the breast in the middle of it. And then the next point is the sacrum, is after the verbal, the sacrum is just here. You hold it there. After the spine, you have the spine, and then comes the sacrum, and we hold it here. And only two times. And I have also some magical points, but I don't know the names of it, but I show it to you. For the sinus is working here. This is an emergency point below the nose, and or on the upper nose, upper lips, up from the, in the middle, this emergency point. Then the sinus is close to both nose opening, nostrils and so on, the sinus. Then you can put it also below the ears is the emergency point, the ear lobe, and there's a small cave. We have it also to do in this point and so on. So in any case, you can try it out. I love that. No? Okay, we have this here. And the next method is just eating leafy greens. This means kale, spinach, or beans, are the green plants mainly. And then the roots. So normally the American eating between 40 to 100 milligrams on healthy nitrates. We have the unhealthy nitrates that is artificial, and then we that is rather more poison because it produces nitrosamines, and the healthy is in the plants, and we don't cook them, we eat them just raw, and mostly it is in spinach. But it depends of the season, of the harvest, of the weather, of the fertilizer, of the water, what is coming to these plants, how much nitrates, healthy nitrates you have in these plants. And it varies so much, 5 to 10 times. Yes, so if you have unluck, you have very much nitrates inside of the green leafy plants. If you are unluck, very less. Okay. So it was very much because I made a big research for this. And I'm happy that I've done it. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.